So yeah, following on from last week, we're continuing with the community events, and as Derek was, Derek read the so if as we're following on this, Derek read the Prayer of James is from 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 to 10. And it says, there was a man named Jabez who was more honourable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. I love how the last couple of times I've been asked to get up and speak that the subject such a massive impact in my life. I think, sort of, since I've started reading this book, I always reference it in the house group. I'm talking about it at any point that I think is relevant. I think it's just amazing how two verses in the Old Testament can just mean so much when you look at what the potential is of this prayer. So last week, David spoke about the first part of it, "Oh, that you would bless me." And I just wanted to sort of recap something that I felt that was just so important about this, just to emphasise the fact that, don't think that by praying this is really selfish. It's not a selfish prayer, it's asking God for something that He already wants to give you. An example of this that really stuck with me, and I know I have sort of mentioned this a few times, is that you really want to get to heaven and for God to take you through and to see this massive pile sitting there, and then that's the blessing that you could have asked for that God was so willing to give you, and you didn't because you just felt that you weren't worthy enough, and God's like, "This is what I have for you," and you're going to stand there and be like, "Yo!" So ask for those blessings, make that pile go down, get that impact and a dent into that pile. God wants to give you these blessings. They're there waiting for you. And this was just the thing that I wanted to just recap on this. You are so worthy to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to ask for these blessings. And He wants you to make a dent in that pile. So that when you get up to heaven, you can be like, "Yeah," to come out of that. So that was the thing. I just wanted to sort of emphasise on last week, because I feel it's really important to remember, because this prayer ties in, you can't look at it individually, it all works as one. So before I can even talk about expanding your territory, was just to emphasise how important it is to ask for God to bless you, because it's the thing that's going to take you on to the next step of this prayer. So the next step of this prayer is, "And expand my territory." Again, there is the potential to think that it's quite a selfish request. It's not. You're not just asking God for a bit of real estate or something like that. What you're asking for is, another version that says, "Increase my borders on my coast." And it's sort of in Jabez's time, the land had been split up between all the tribes. And I think possibly Jabez was going to be asking to get that back from his tribe. But for us, it's not just about asking for more of something, more, as I say, we'll do say a better home or a better car, or just increasing the amount of stuff that we have. So when we're looking at expanding my territory, what we're going to be looking at is this way of, "Lord, let my life be a greater impact for your kingdom." That's how it can be interpreted. Give us open doors, give us the chance to use the blessings that He gave us. Because how selfish would it be to just keep those blessings that God gave us to ourselves? The thing we want to do is pass it on to others to see how God can bless them as well. And the thing is that it can be terrifying and it can be scary to sort of ask that, God lets our lives be a greater impact to His kingdom. that's the exciting part of it as well. You know, the unknown scale, the unknown wow, you know, the potential that's in there for these blessings, you know, God who wants the best for us in our lives, He wants to bestow that on us. Think about what those blessings can do to increase God's kingdom and what we can do through that. That's the potential that we have here, you know. So when we're talking about increasing our kingdom, not only are we talking about, you know, the, yeah, geographical area, but you know, it's what we have as, you know, more influence, increase the influence that we have. And I put the dictionary definition down, you know, a power affecting a person, thing, or a course of event, especially one that operates without any direct or apparent effort. You know, increase our influence when we're out and about doing something, increase the influence that we have on things and people. And for that as well is to increase our responsibility, more responsibility. And again, I sort of looked at what the dictionary was saying is something for which one is responsible, a duty, an obligation, or a burden. I'm hoping it's not a burden, but you know, increasing the duty and the obligation. Wow, that sounds really like privilege for God's kingdom, you know, and then more opportunities, a favourable or advantage circumstance or combination of circumstances, a favourable or suitable occasion or time, or a chance for progress or advancement. So increase our opportunities. So all it is if you're asking God to increase the way that you're expanding His kingdom, increase the way that you are when you speak to people, the effect that you have on their lives, by sitting having your hair cut and, you know, taking that opportunity, you know, for something that's as simple as that, you know, and just using that as the chance to ask God for more of these things, which, you know, it's not selfish, it seems crazy to ask, you know, for more influence, more responsibility, and more opportunities. You know, it's asking for so much more of something that's, you know, that it puts a lot on you, you know, to ask for this. So it's not a thing to take lightly to ask for God, because He is going to use you to expand His kingdom if you're willing to open yourself up to these things. Because if you're having more influence on people, you've got more responsibility, you've got more opportunities, you know, there's going to be a bigger burden on you to start responding to these. So it's something that it's not to be taken lightly, but it is to be excited about, because it is the chance for you to do more for God's kingdom. And the thing is, it's, you know, asking for more, if what you're asking for is more ministry, more effect in what you're doing. You know, if you're a new Christian, it could just be the fact that, you know, you walk out the house and you maybe get a chance to speak to your neighbour. If you're already actively doing something in God's ministry, it's to expand that, to do more about that, to take it further, you know, to make it grow, to see it grow, and to take responsibility and the opportunity to do that. And again, that's, you know, that's exciting and that's terrifying at the same time, but it's that acceleration of, you know, what the potential is. And when I was reading in the chapter when I was reading the book in the Great Jabez, I was actually crying my eyes out in my tent. I was at a punk festival, you know, all the things to do. I was sitting having a cup of tea, you know, just trying to get myself ready for the band's birthday, and I was reading my book, but I was just sitting in my tent crying my eyes out, just being like, wow, you know, I really want this, you know, I want this for my life, I want more blessings, you know, I want to expand my territory, I want to do more to be an impact on the kingdom of God. You know, it seems that is the purpose of our Christian life. You know, the book sort of said, if you want to sort of put it, it's like our Christian day job, you know, this is what our Christian day job should be, is to want to expand God's kingdom. And I just think that's awesome, that this is the potential that you can have for this. And you may not see yourself as having, you know, what you're doing in your life as having the opportunity to expand in the kingdom of God, because you all will have this light. But there was a major, I think it was the week before, there was a guy that came into the shop. My shop, and I was just talking to him, he was like, we're looking for some hoodies. I wasn't sure if it was something that you could do. I was actually heading on my way through to Glasgow to go and find if someone could print hoodies. actually a minister of the Free Church in Falkirk was looking to do a church plant in Dublin. So I was just like, okay. And sort of started asking him questions and felt that, you know, I wanted to find out more about what he was doing. And he couldn't believe the fact that just off of an off-the-cuff search found, you know, our business. And so we've been chatting and sort of looking at ways, and I was looking at ways that I could use my business to help them with their church plant in Dublin. And I was, you know, whether that was because he's looking to do, like, you know, put stuff outdoors and things like that. And I was like, well, you know, we can print your hoodies, obviously, so you should let people see who these are. But, you know, if you need anything designed, come and chat to me, and we'll pay for a graphic designer, or, you know, that sort of stuff. And I was like, giving over my, like, the talents that I have and the opportunity that I have in my business to help him out. And he was just like, wow, you know, I can't believe I was going to try and walk around Glasgow all day and to find someone just to print hoodies, and I've come in here and found someone that, you know, is a better resource and a more valuable resource. And I was just like, yeah. So I was just so chuffed at that opportunity that this guy walked into the shop and it gave me the opportunity to speak to someone else. And he was asking me, you know, sort of my testimony. I was like, you know, I was in Wuthering Kirk and South Edinburgh, and I was like, Church of Scotland. And I was like, well, I go to Wuthering Kirk, I'm not Church of Scotland. And we started having these great conversations and how I was, you know, how I was, I'd love to help them in any way that I could. So it was amazing, you know, like, and at this point I have been praying this prayer, you know, every morning that God would expand my territories. And it's like, you know, now I'm helping out, potentially helping out in a very small way, a church plant in Dublin. So I'm just like, yeah, getting myself out there, you know, there's potential for great things. So, but that's the thing that, you know, like, I want God, like, I truly believe that God gave me my business to allow me to use these talents to help the church. You know, that's why I am where I am, and I have the resources that I have. And I think that's the thing that really scares us when we ask for it, or when we think the potential of asking for God to expand our territories. Because our math is just bad. I don't care how good at math you are, I know I suck. But I always say to my dad, I'm an art student, not a mathematician, thanks very much. But generally, when it comes to God, our math sucks. Because this is our math. We assume that my abilities, plus my experience and training, and my personality and experience, and my past, and the expectations of others will be my assigned territory. So, you know, this is what we can sort of put a pin on things. This is where we can be like, okay, this is how I can do my work for God. My abilities, the experience I've got, training I've done, my personality and the experience that I've got there, my past. Okay, so this is my assigned territory. Our math is flawed. You know, and because our math is flawed, we run away. You look at this and you sit and think to yourself, my abilities, that's not much. My experience, well, that's maybe a bit less. My training, I might not have any. It's quite easily look at a situation and going through this list, you can tick right off the board before you even get started. You know, so our math is flawed. We never do anything that God wanted us to do if we looked at it in this way. But God does say in Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So our math is wrong. It's not down to us, it's not down to our abilities. What it is down to is God's math. It's my willingness and my weakness, plus God's will and his supernatural power, equals my expanding territory. So it's nothing to do with what talents or abilities that you have. It's just your willingness and weakness and your acknowledgement of your weakness. Because we are weak beings, you know, we don't have, you know, the power to sit there and make someone turn their life around Christ. We can't do that. You know, that's not up to us to do. So, and we can't just go out and just start putting, you know, can't go to the moon, put a flag in and be like, that's God's. You know, we can't do that. It's not our thing to take that territory. It's not just about going around and planting flags or, you know, walking up to someone and, you know, sort of handing a Bible and being like, you're God's, you're God's, you're God's. It's not that. We can't do it that way. It's that expands in territory. And if we understand this math, which is so much easier to understand than the jumble that we come down to, then asking God to expand our territory makes sense, because we're not relying on our abilities, we're relying on God. And that's what's important. That's the thing that we need to remember. And it's only through our willingness to sit and pray this prayer and ask God to bless us and then to expand our territory can then we rely on God to use us to expand, to give us more influence, more opportunities and more responsibility, because it's only relying on Him that He can do this. And that's the thing, you know, we get scared of it, we try and run away, but it's not worth it. You know, if our day job as Christians is to expand, you know, to ask for God to be to give us blessings and to ask to see His kingdom increase, we can't shy away from it. We can't think that it's up to us to do this. We need to rely on Him, and we need to get our mind straight. We need to get behind God's maths. We need to do all of this in order for it to work properly. Otherwise, you know, if we're doing it on our own, we will fail. You know, we'll get so far and then something will happen and we'll just fall on our face, and you know, we'll think that we'll the next time something comes up, we'll maybe be a bit more or a bit less eager to try it because we will fail. And it's not, you know, even if you do fail, it's just realising that the next time is to rely more on God. That's the thing, you know, it's not looking at the failures or the things that you do wrong, it's just realising that it's up to God to do it, you know, but it's your willingness to be open to God. And that's the important thing. Asking God for larger territory, larger borders, more influence, more responsibility, is asking for a miracle. And whether you believe in miracles or not, you know, it is asking God for a miracle. It will still happen. And a miracle is an intervention by God to make something happen that wouldn't normally happen. You know, that could just be God at that time making someone's heart open to hearing His word. That's a miracle. You know, someone getting healed, that's a miracle. That's massive. But you know, God's miracle, a miracle from God, and expecting a miracle from God is for Him to intervene and make something happen that wouldn't normally happen. And that's the thing, when you're asking God to bless you and to expand your territory, you're asking God to perform a miracle and do something that we couldn't do on our own and that wouldn't happen normally. And that's the thing, is to start expecting miracles, to start expecting God to work miracles in your life. And although they may seem small, there's still God moments that are going to come through and impact you and change the way that you work for God. So that was my insight into expanding territories and creating Jesus. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the band to come up and sing, and then there's going to be a time of prayer as well.